Hello everyone, Nick here from the East Coast Survival Network Podcast. First off, I want to say happy holidays and happy new year. This is the first episode of 2021. And we're going to be switching things up a little bit. As you see, the audio has definitely improved with my podcast. And currently I am working, so I am, you know, doing a little bit of like a mobile podcast. I am driving, so you might hear a little bit of sleet hit the windows and some bumps and stuff. But besides that, I just want to speak about some things that I've been doing since my last podcast, and I believe was either November or October. I've been very busy. My work has been, you know, absolutely crazy with all this COVID type stuff. I might have mentioned in the past episodes that I am in the EMS and fire field, so you can only imagine what we've been, you know, going through and experiencing. I've been staying pretty healthy, as well as my family being healthy. Hopefully you guys are being healthy and everything, and just, you know, trying to wait this thing out. Anyway, I've been experimenting, that's the word, with some microgreen growing, and I am going to admit that I failed. I have failed in attempting to grow the microgreens. So, if you follow my Instagram at East Coast Survival Network, I went live right before I was about to purchase all of these microgreen items. Prior to that, I don't have much knowledge besides watching YouTube videos and, you know, searching the internet. I didn't really know what microgreens were. I mean, I comprehend that they're what they are, but I didn't know how nutritionally valuable they could be. And I figured that it would be so simple to grow. Basically like grass, you know, like grass seeds, just throw it down and let it grow. But it's just so much more than that. And I attempted to grow it inside. I bought these seeds, two different variety seeds. It was like a radish, two types of radish microgreens. It was a China rose, and then another one, which was like a mustard, I think, or like a radish red or something like that. But I attempted to grow it hydroponically. I got these trays, these starting trays, online from Bootstrap Farmer. He makes heavy duty trays, which are actually really nice. It's not that plastic like cheap type of tray. I can definitely reuse these trays, so I'm not worried about that. And then I got this, I guess it's kind of like a draw liner, which is like a rubberized liner. And I saw it online, you know, that's why I bought it, because I wanted to do this hydroponic type stuff. And I was, you know, Googling things and YouTubing things, and I came across this lady that was able to grow hydroponics inside our house with just these mats and some, you know, water and seeds. So I attempted to do that, and the odor of these microgreen seeds was so bad when they were wet that I had to move it out of the location where I was growing it. So I moved it, I covered it. It was supposed to be like 5 days or like 3 days of just straight blackout. I did that, and it was just, this odor was just so intense that I finally, you know, I checked it, and like not even a quarter of the tray was growing. The other part looked pretty good. It was rooting pretty well. But overall, nothing really grew besides, you know, less than 25% of that tray. And I also did another hydroponic little mason jar, and that grew very well, but it was so wet that, well, first I didn't know when to harvest it. I would taste it, and it tasted like, I guess it was meant to taste like radish, but it was just a horrible, horrible taste. And I comprehend that microgreens have different tastes, different varieties and everything, so maybe it's just the variety that I got. I'm going to just base it on that, but I went to try it one day, and it was filled with fungus on the bottom. It was definitely way too wet. And the trays, one tray was a total bust. Nothing grew at all. And the other tray, it was less than 25% of that tray grew. So I failed. I failed at it. I was able to clean everything. Now, I'm in New York. You know, it's January. I did this grow over November, December. It is cold out. I can't leave these outside. I don't really have a window. I live in a studio, so I really don't have a window. I'm sorry if the rain is very loud. I'll try to talk a little bit louder, guys. I apologize. So I'm definitely, I have more seeds. I have the trays. I have everything. I'm going to try it all over again with potting soil, maybe, or some sort of just regular soil. I'm going to try it again when it's a little bit warmer, maybe March, April, May. I'll try it then. I definitely need to get this down pat, because I got like 150,000 seeds for like $11, okay? Now, in a prepper world, in a bug out world, this is very valuable. Seeds are going to be very, very valuable, okay? If shit hits the fan, we're most likely going to be trading seeds instead of money. You know, we're going back to the barter system here, guys. And I need to learn this before it's too late. Now, I have a video on YouTube. It's the only video, I believe. And it is my studio. And when I was doing indoor gardening, and I was doing a good job. I really was. And then I slowly started seeing that my plants were growing out of the environment, so I had to move it outside. It started failing because I guess I shocked it too much. But then, you know, I took my time, I looked into it, and I watered it properly. And guys, we had a great harvest this spring and fall, actually. We got a lot of tomatoes and straight eight cucumbers. The straight eight cucumbers didn't do too good. I got like three out of those, but it wasn't too bad. The baby tomatoes were great. I did beef steak tomatoes. Those were great. I did a couple of peppers. I should have done peppers in the ground. So anyway, the microgreen stuff, they're very nutritional. They have a bunch of different, you know, anti-inflammatory ingredients, so to speak. And I got to learn that. I really have to learn that. Like I said, I was on Instagram. I was on Instagram Live. I was purchasing all of this stuff on live so you guys could see what's going on. I definitely admit to my failure that I failed on that. And I want to try it again. And when I do, I would like to hear, you know, feedback from you guys. So feel free to go on my Instagram and let's chat about that. I'll go live again, maybe this week. And we could talk about, you know, your plans of food when shit hits the fan. What else? So, I just drove so far out of the way. Anyway, hopefully everyone's staying safe and, you know, just keeping it smart. If you want to get seeds, I got my seeds from True Leaf Market. Now, I've heard great things about them, but I don't know. Like I said, I admit to my failure. I didn't have the right environment, but my seeds that I bought from them weren't good. They didn't grow. Let's just say they didn't grow. I can't say they weren't good because I do admit failure. This was my first time messing around with microgreens. In the long run, if I could learn how to do microgreens, I would definitely, you know, buy more. Even from this website, it's a trusted website, and they came very fast, and I would definitely, you know, I would recommend them. They're very helpful, but I really need to learn how to do that, because if I get a proper harvest from those, I'd be set, you know, and to have 150,000 seeds in my pack that's literally not taking anything up. It's taking up the smallest amount. I put that in a back pocket of my jeans. You know what I mean? And to sell that to somebody, like, like to trade that for actual, you know, for something, for a weapon or for like medication or something in you know, a bug out situation, that's great. You know what I mean? And I gotta learn how to use this properly. You know, even if I could bug out and you know, grow it and harvest it and then sell that, that's even better. I could sell to so many people. And in the long run, you know, microgreens are pretty expensive. The local areas where, you know, I shop, I look around at all these vegetable areas, and I never see microgreens. I'm honest with you guys, I'm from New York, and I've never seen, like, microgreens, right? Besides, like, regular, like, herbs and stuff like that, like parsley and oregano and dill and, you know, basil, like, I've seen those, but my, like, actual microgreen, radish microgreens, I've never seen them in person. So I would like to definitely learn more about this. So that's basically what I'm focusing on during this COVID situation, besides work, because I was never really out of work for a little bit. It was like every other day we'd switch off and have two different, you know, crews working. But, you know, I was really focusing on that microgreen stuff. So feel free to hit me up, guys. East Coast Survival Network on Instagram, on YouTube, on here. I really appreciate everything, guys. I hope you're staying safe. Happy New Year. And stay safe, survivors.